continue or give an attention to reading. It is very hard in a couple days that we can cover this vast subject. And I hope that we got some whetting of our taste to go home and really study. I mean, I was struck whether Eugene mentioned just one sentence, and it hit me when he said that the world did not know the Lord Jesus until from the resurrection. From the resurrection until now, the world does not know the Lord Jesus. And in that sentence, we can spend hours and hours discussing what that means. But that's what really we see in the book of Revelation. As we have learned that it was a neglected book. And that was the work of Satan, because he wants the people to be away from the Word of God. The book of Revelation for many, many years was not touched. We heard that it is a symbolic book. And really, it is a book of judgment and condemnation. And it is the judgment. Is not an end in itself. The judgment is a means for something that's going to happen. I think it was Bellet that said that the judgment purifies the cup, that it will be filled with glory. And we do not read about the Father in the book of Revelation, because it is not a book of privileges, it is a book of responsibility. The church is being responsible. We heard about who are the ones that the book of Revelation is addressed to. But what is going to happen is that, Holy Spirit said, write what was, that picture of the Lord Jesus, what is, what's happening today on the earth, and what is happening today on the earth. And the earth is going to be cleansed from the wickedness of man. The last time they dealt with the Lord Jesus, when they said to Pilate, away with him, away with him. Not want him to reign over us. What should they do with that spoken thing to you? Crucify him. And that is the world, what is saying today. We do not want the Lord Jesus. And now we are living in the day of grace. And the word is to us, the church. That is why it is in the responsibility period. Why is it seven churches in Ephesus? We read of the church in one church, but here seven churches that represent the church in its responsibility, full responsibility. We know that the Apostle Paul wrote seven epistles to the church. And the Apostle John writes seven letters to the churches. We know about the seven churches that Paul wrote about. We do not know except two churches of the seven churches that John wrote to, and Ephesus and Laodicea. There were maybe hundreds, maybe scores of churches in Asia Minor at that time. But the Holy Spirit chose those seven churches because they represent the prophetic history of the church on the earth. And the book of Revelation has been the book of Revelation has been a very contentious. Until those that the Lord gave them the keys to open what you understand today of what these seven churches are. Two epistles written to Ephesus. One that the Apostle Paul wrote in the year 62, and the one that also John wrote in 1996, Revelation is written in 1996. There's a difference of
1896.
Sorry?
1896.
What did I say? 1896. Sorry. from the year, from the year 62 AD, and this written 96 AD, 32 years. And there's such a great difference between what has been written by the Apostle Paul and has been written by the Apostle John. In the Apostle Paul writes of his glory and the high position of the church in the heavenly places. Here, sorry, you left your first book. As we have heard that there are seven churches, three of them, the first one from year, from the time the Holy Spirit came upon the earth until the year 167. This is a period for the church on the earth. And then the second period is Smyrna from 167 to 313. And then the third from 313 to 600. These roles ended. We will not read of the second coming of the Lord Jesus. But the next two churches, Thyatira and Sardis, they are two roles for the church. Sardis represent Protestantism, Thyatira represent Catholic Catholicism. We come to church number 6, Philadelphia, and church number 7, Laodicea. This is a condition. And those four churches that will continue until the second coming of the Lord Jesus. Ephesus means beloved or desired, and that is a wonderful term, wonderful name, but it seems that Ephesus started well and started to go downhill. But the joy is that the Lord does not tell the church of Ephesus, you lost your first love. He said, you left your first love. If you said you lost your first love, there is no hope. But when you say you left your first love, there is hope for us. And I don't want to talk too much. But I would say, brother Christian is wonderful. Love. It's the love between two people. He loved me and I loved him back. He loved me and I loved him back. The Christianity is not a set of do's and don'ts. These things you can go to, this you cannot go to. It is someone loved me and gave himself for me. What's my reaction? Answer is in 1 John 5:19, and let us read it in right translation. The right translation is not we love him because he first loved us. We love because he first loved us. Christian is he loved me. And I love him. I love everyone in the world. If a church knows that, we say have left your first love, and the advice, repent. You repent from something good. You repent from something bad. You repent that you have come to the conclusion that you did something wrong, and it turned 180 degrees. That's your first love. You have left your first love. Repent. Otherwise,